So you heard something quite loud. We fixed the vocal after that. That was a sound check. Not as clean as what you get on the CDs or at the live performance. So I'm standing outside with a couple members of The Wooden Sky. You just came off of a tour with Elliot Brood. Was it a month?
Yeah, a month, 30 days.
So what's it like playing shows like that where you're playing theaters that are, you know, they're full... They're full of people, and it's sold out a lot of the time. And then hitting the road again and playing places like Fog and other, you know, like spots around Canada. What's the, what's that like?
Good question.
Do you enjoy it? Is it a return to reality of really slogging it? Or is there something good about it?
Well, it's a good challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something good about it. We're doing it ourselves, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's nice to play at the Fog, obviously. Best venue in Canada. It's a good challenge, too, like I said, musically as well.
I think the other thing is that, you know, if people are coming out tonight, they're here to see us, whereas when we were playing with Elliot Brood, most people were there to see Elliot Brood,
yes.
And we would, you know, try to win that crowd over in a sense where... I mean, obviously, we're trying to do that every show, is like
right.
Win the crowd over, but it's a little bit different because a lot of people, more, if people are coming to our show and we're headlining, then they assume that they know our music already.
Right.
To an extent.
Yeah. So, you, by the way, we're standing out in front of the bar again, the prime interview spot, and it's really warm out today. It's like November 7th. It should be way colder. It was way colder a week ago. So, we're out here in the smoke that they're smoking and talking now about. The documentary. We have 2 minutes to talk about this documentary that's being rolled out about you guys. Three parts I posted on the blog. Who's doing it? Why are they doing it? Did the label fund that? What the hell's going on with this? Because it looks great.
Well, it's our friend Scott Cudmore who's doing it, and he has a show on AUX TV called Camera Music.
AUX TV.
You got
okay,
it.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big thing right now.
Yeah, and his show is fantastic. And so it's kind of thematically based on his show. Our label did fund it, which was awesome of them to do. And we got to bring Scott on the road with us, which was fun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a real challenge for us because we were doing it outside of the show. And we were going to weird locations and recording. So we recorded in a gondola. We recorded in canoes. We recorded at my grandmother's living room.
Come on.
Where else did we record?
On the riverbank in Saskatoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like
Fireworks. How many parts are there to this thing? When will it be done?
I'm going to say 10 parts.
10.
Yeah, there's going to be we did a lot of footage, like a lot of video recording. So
well, look, I want to say like it's November 7th, so right now if people want to see some of your shows, rhyme off some cities you'll be at in about a week. Give people some time to see this like in 3 to 4 days to a week.
Toronto on Friday,
yeah,
and then Hamilton and St. Catharines. And we play London,
Saturday and Sunday, right?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yep.
Yeah.
And London, and then we play in a little town called Joliet, Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec City, we're going to Wakefield. And then Montreal, I think.
That's a pretty good forward. Like, this band has been coming here since they were Friday Mornings Regret. I should have said that off the top. They're amazing. They keep getting better. 4-piece now. Go see them. Spend money. Buy their new record. Go watch that doc. It's pretty sweet. Thanks for listening.